and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ruby, Eve and Olive with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, research professor Arutha Kulasingh from the University of Queensland has made major strides to helping predict the success of immunotherapy treatment for many lung cancer patients. The $400,000 plus treatment is only effective in 20 to 30% of patients and can be highly toxic for many people. Kulasingh has studied the lung biopsies from the tumours of almost 250 patients across Australia and was able to understand new patterns with cells associated with resistance to therapy. The hope is that with further studies to back the findings, cancer specialists will be able to test lung cancer patients before prescribing immunotherapy to have a more solid prediction as to whether it will work for them or not. In other local news, a primary school-aged boy has been transported to the Queensland Children's Hospital in Brisbane after being attacked by a dingo on Gari. The dingo approached the young boy when he was walking on the beach with his grandfather near the popular Kaloi Creek camping area on the island's southern tip. A spokesperson for the Queensland Ambulance Service has assured that the boy is in stable condition, being treated for bites and cuts to his head.
In national news, Mount Magnet Shire Deputy President Ian Black has been suspended for 3 months after failing to publicly apologise for defamatory statements against two council staff members. Last May, Councillor Black was recorded on CCTV footage stapling documents that made comments about an employee calling him a liar and making statements such as, quote, he has small man syndrome, end quote, manages to cause grief wherever he goes, end quote. Black assures that he was not aware the panel had ordered him to make an apology, but didn't think it was worth appealing against. In other national news, Senator Lydia Thorpe has sparked controversy over comments at the Palestine Solidarity Rally in Melbourne. In her speech, she stated that, quote, I will fight for Palestinian rights, even if it means burning down Parliament House to make a point. I am not there to make friends, end quote. Liberal Senator Michaela Cash, a well-known supporter of Israel, called Senator Thorpe's comments, quote, disgraceful and shocking, but unfortunately unsurprising, end quote. She said the opposition are considering options available to the Senate to hold Senator Thorpe accountable.
In international news, the Office of the President of Madagascar has said that the student protesters are attempting to seize power by force as a growing number of the army fall behind a youth-led movement. The protest began on September 25th from power and water cutoffs and has escalated to the point where the president's whereabouts are currently unknown and his leadership is severely in doubt. Troops of the CAPSAT military unit who helped current President Andry Rajoelina take power in 2009 are urging fellow soldiers to disobey orders and back the protesters. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and warm, so expect a warm and windy evening tonight and maybe small drizzle sometime today. It is currently 25 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high brand. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Take in a fraction of special fresh spark to enhance the stem.